Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. Here we are on another Friday, 7-17-20. 7-17-2020. Here we are a little bit after the top of the hour, 13 minutes to be exact, and we'll be with you for the next two solid hours. Your pandemic and protest both begins with peace. Break in the midst of the week. So here we are, Scott Spears along with Bales, Bailey Hunt. How are you, Bales?
Oh, I'm great now.
You know the interesting thing? I can't use your real nickname on the air.
Oh.
I have two nicknames for you. One I can't use, the other I can use.
Look, sass.
Bales, see, Bales came first.
Yeah.
So we'll stick with Bales.
But do you know what today is, though?
What is today?
1 month until a special day. What's that day?
I think it's the day I clean out my garage.
No.
Well, that's what I'm doing on that date.
Well, that's a Monday, so I don't think you're going to be cleaning out your garage on a Monday.
I could be.
I doubt it.
Okay. What's the date?
What is it?
I really don't know.
It's exactly 1 month till my birthday.
Oh, is it?
You do know. We talked about this earlier.
But do you know when my birthday is?
Yeah, February 24th.
That's good. You called in and sang.
I did.
You did. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
I know. What are you going to do for my birthday?
Let's just wait and see.
That's so nice.
Mondays are busy. I don't know.
No, they're not. You get off early that day.
Oh,
And school won't be started yet.
I should probably come over and teach you, because we'll make sure that your education is started before then. School won't be started yet. Boy, oh boy.
Look, I'm in English now, okay?
By the way, I want to say hello to our couple who I know is out there listening, even if they haven't called yet, our Pinot Grigio couple, who
yes.
drink Pinot and M&M's. Last week was Pinot and shrimp.
Oh, man, we forgot to buy M&M's.
Well, in hour number two, call and let us know what you're having tonight, and then you can tell us if you like the show so far or not. But Bales has a topic she would like to talk about tonight, is my understanding. You don't?
I do. Well, first of all, I have a question.
Oh, go right ahead.
How in the world, what is in here that I just got bit through my leggings? Because I have like a bite on my leg now, and it really itches and swollen.
I don't think there's any. I think it probably came before you got here.
I don't think so.
I think it would.
I was at home all day working.
Well, you've been bit at home.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, there you go. So, your topic is...
Oh, remember that bug at my house?
Oh, the big bug? Yeah. Water bug? It was a big water bug.
It was like 2 inches.
Well, it was in the laundry room. That would get a lot of water that way.
I think that's the first time you've ever heard me scream like that.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I was doing, because you weren't...
You were cutting watermelon.
I was cutting watermelon.
Because I'm allergic to it.
That's right. I came over to cut watermelon because you were allergic to it.
I know.
Which tells you the relationship that we have.
My kids wanted watermelon, man.
And I came over and I cut it.
You did.
Fed your kids.
You did.
And killed a bug.
Yeah. It wasn't dead at first. You thought you killed it, but it wasn't.
No,
dead.
I had to stump it a few times.
Yeah, you put it in the trash can and it started climbing out. Oh.
See, I don't have a bug thing. Oof. I can kill bugs.
I hate bugs.
Yeah, I don't want to be crawled on, but oof. Like killing a bug I can do.
Yeah. Well, if it wouldn't have been so big, I probably could have killed it, but it freaked me out.
Yeah, that was a real scream.
Yeah.
That was like a psycho, somebody's at the shower door with a knife type of scream.
I try.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the last time I think I heard someone scream like that, I was in high school. It was my senior year. And we had two ball pythons as like pets. And Clyde had gotten out of his cage. We had Bonnie and Clyde. And Clyde gotten out of his cage and was in the tissue box. And my mom is like terrified of snakes, and she screamed my name like she was in a horror movie, because she almost grabbed the snake because it was in the tissue box.
That would be fear-reeling.
And it's like fear-driven. 6 a.m.
That's early. You don't want to get woken up by a scream like that. No, no, no.
I thought I came out with a baseball bat. I thought someone was like breaking into our house. And my mom's like, why do you have that? I said, I thought someone broke in. First of all, we lived on a military base, so the likeliness of someone breaking in was not very high. But I said, and also, she was like, what were you going to do? If someone was killing me, why would you come out here?
Weird, the things that goes through your mind.
I know.
When you hear a scream.
Oh, it was terrible. I was asleep.
Yeah. Well, I noticed, like, during the 4th of July, people would hear fireworks, and everybody thought it was a gun.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a gun.
No.
It was fireworks.
Know the difference.
Know the difference.
Yeah. So,
is there a reason you're avoiding this topic?
No. You don't even know what the topic is.
I don't. That's why I've went for it, like, three times here, and every time we've got diverted.
Yeah. So, no, this is the actual, like, topic. Okay. How, when you know someone is being, like, scammed, how do you, like, convince them of that?
When they don't think they are?
Yeah.
But you know they are.
When they're, like, not sure. Like, they have a question, and you're like, no, this is definitely a scam. Like.
Well, I think it's the same way you know how when some people say this is too good to be true?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
You point out that why it would this be going on? Why do you think? I guess I would have to know. Like, give me an example of a scam.
Okay. Well, so, like, this is what I'm talking about, because this is the situation that happened. Someone that I know was told by someone that they do not know that they were going to receive $2,000. They just knew their PayPal information, okay? And, but they needed them, like, they needed the person that I know to send them $200 to pay 10% tax. And I was like, first of all, tax is not 10%. And second of all, that is a scam, because they want you to send $200 and they're not going to send you anything.
Well, first of all, if you are trying to get money, usually if somebody is asking you for money,
mm-hmm.
that means they don't have money.
Right.
Because they could pay the 10% tax if they had the money.
Exactly.
So that would be something. I mean, I think that's logic. You could point it out to somebody.
Well, yes. But this person is telling them, well, my bank account has been blocked from paying this because, like, my bank blocks me because I've been taken advantage of in the past. I've been scammed in the past. So my bank blocks me from doing this.
And I would say, you don't have, how do you go to the grocery store? How do you go to the department store? How do you get gasoline for your car?
Exactly.
So there
you
go.
And that's what I tried to do. I hope that they believe me.
Well, people are dumb. But then people are dumb in the opposite direction, too. You know, I have seen people, there's a skepticism
mm-hmm.
in life. Because we're all a little cynical, and we all have a little bit of cynicism.
Yeah.
That we're not really sure to believe people are not. Now, I think we can be over-cynical, and I think that hurts, too. Because sometimes, that's too good to be true. And it is true.
Yeah.
But people don't ever go with it because they think it's too good to be true.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember there used to be a thing when the mall was up and running heavy about enter a thing and win a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was totally true. But people didn't believe it because you didn't have to put down any money. You didn't have to give anything to be involved. Ding. You got a message.
Yeah. Okay. Which is funny because remember I turned off all my notifications earlier?
Well, it's interesting because maybe that was for a different day.
No, I did it today.
But the, yeah, so people never believed that that trip was real because they thought, well, this is just a scam. But I would say to them, I'd say, now, wait a second. Are they asking you for money? So what's the scam for them? You know, that's how you figure out a scam.
Right.
What's in it for them besides getting your information? You know, you have to look at it from those ways. That's how you, and sometimes you work it backwards. If the person doesn't understand the scam, you say, well, can you answer this? What's in it for them? Well, obviously this person is 10% mm-hmm. of the money. That's what's yeah. in it for them. But what's in it for the trip people? Get your information? Well, that doesn't seem like a big loss.
I guess they could sell your information.
But in those days, I don't think you could. I mean, it was like they may sell it to the Yellow Pages or something, but it wasn't. It was just phone number and address and name, but it was a real trip. It was just a trip that somebody had donated.
Yeah. I want to win a trip.
Trips are fun.
Anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere but here.
Well, that's nice.
You know what's funny, though? The other day, I was like answering these questions on Facebook, and it asked like where you want to live. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? And I was like, I don't even know anywhere.
I'd like you to live somewhere else, and I'll be willing to donate to the fund.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, no, wouldn't that be fun, though? You get to go live where you want to live.
I don't know where I want to live.
I could be altruistic. Send you there.
I don't even mind living here during the summer. It's just during the winter. I need to, like, migrate to the south during the winter.
You know, I thought about this for a long time, and I don't think I would like a warm Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, I loved it.
I you know, the year we had the warm Christmas, to me, it just, you can't wear the clothes that you wear during the holidays. You can't wear the sweaters.
I miss that.
You miss?
It being warm.
Well, that was just a few years ago.
Like 10.
Oh, when was that?
August will be 10 years since I've moved here.
Seems a lot longer.
Yeah.
But, I'm just saying that,
my birthday, actually. I moved here on my 18th birthday.
18th?
Yeah. So 10 years ago, I'll be 28 on August 17th.
Well, it's interesting because I think that, you know, a lot of times it goes back to where you were. There used to be I remember this joke. This is what it makes me think of. There used to be a TV show called Empty Nest, and it was set in Florida, where obviously it's warm all the time. And this family lived in Florida. Well, they decided for one Christmas they were going to go to Vermont on a Christmas trip, and that's what they were going to do for Christmas. And they had always spent it at home in Florida. And one of the daughters said, I don't know if I want to go to Vermont. I want to be home for Christmas. And the other daughter said, yeah, it's going to be weird with all those pine trees and snow at Christmas. Because to them, Christmas was warm. Mm-hmm. Christmas was Florida. And I think that's kind of I grew up in a cold climate at Christmas. So to me, Christmas is cold. It's how I remember it. And I also think it's interesting. Does anybody remember Joan Rivers, the comedian? A lot of people do, I'm sure. I interviewed her, by the way. Put her on the list. You have to remember Joan Rivers. She was hugely popular. Just died a few years ago.
Okay.
You don't remember Joan Rivers?
I'd have to look up.
You would know her. You would know her. She was in a lot of things. Worked right up till the end.
I might. I mean, the name sounds familiar.
Yeah. She did a lot of stuff. Anyway, Joan Rivers, her husband...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Her husband committed suicide. It was one of the first real celebrity suicides back in the 80s. Her husband...
She died 6 years ago. That's not that long. That's, like, longer than I imagined. You did it a couple years ago.
Was it 6 years ago?
Yeah, 2014.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like... She died... she had performed the night before.
Mm-hmm.
She was 81 or something like that. She was 80-something. She had died the night, she had performed the night before a stand-up comedy, and she was going in to get some kind of something. There was something wrong with her voice, like raspiness, and they were doing a scope. They had her out to do a scope, and somehow her heart stopped beating, and she died a few days later of brain damage.
Oh,
it was awful, awful. That was a big thing. You'd remember that. She was on the cover of every magazine. It was every news story when she died back in 2014. Anyway, Joan Rivers. Her husband committed suicide back in the 80s, and they had one daughter, Melissa. And her husband left everything to the daughter. So it was, you know, all of a sudden she owned everything with her 18-year-old daughter. And her daughter went off to college in Pennsylvania. And she wanted to get out of this house. She wanted to move to New York, and the house was in L.A. Well, her daughter did not want to sell, because that was the house she grew up in. So she wouldn't give her permission to sell the house. And they had this big fight over it, because it was also the last house her father had lived in.
Right.
And suicide leaves an awful taste in your mouth, especially if it's your father, and you were the last one to talk to him. So eventually, though, the point of this story is... she turned to Joan Rivers at one point and said, home is wherever you are. So sell the house. And I think that's right. I think, you know, it's not a house, and it's not a place. It's the memory.
Yeah. That's true.
That was quite profound.
I love that.
Come back
this
in
is
and
really in. Hurting my ear.
But I think home is where the people are.
Like what people? People you like?
Well, yeah, not people you didn't like.
What if you only like half of the people that live here?
Do you ever notice that you don't realize you're bonding with somebody, and then all of a sudden you realize how bonded you are?
And then they're gone.
If they leave or something happens to them?
We did that once.
Who?
Me and you.
With somebody else?
No, together.
Oh, you and I did it.
Yeah. I left and you didn't realize how much you missed me.
Did that happen?
Yeah. We talked about it.
I could probably remember it.
We talked about it.
I think it was the other way around, but...
I don't think so.
No, you left.
I did leave.
I didn't realize you left.
Yeah, but then you, when I came back, you were like, I never realized how much I missed you until you were gone.
No,
there
I
was
think
some it, tears.
No, that didn't happen. I know for sure this didn't happen. No, but I remember you saying the reason you didn't unblock and the reason you blocked to begin with was because we were bonded. I won't go back into it, but you were upset about something that had happened, and that's why it was so deep.
Such a great time.
Yeah, that was a real fun time. But I remember, you know, you did have a good line in that, though. You know, we're talking about lines. When you finally came back, like the day that we made up, mm-hmm. It was an okay day. You know, we talked and mm-hmm. everything was kind of hunky-dory again. And the next morning, you listened to the radio show. And that afternoon, you said, I didn't realize, you said, my life feels like it's normal again. Because mm-hmm. you were back to your old, I thought that was a nice line.
I'm nice sometimes.
Well, that was... Well, it must have struck you. I don't think you made that up.
Right. Sometimes I'm nice. Sorry, I'm like...
Chowing down.
I've eaten half of a large pizza.
New York style.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Sausage and extra cheese.
That was a good line. You should have taken credit for it.
I did.
You kind of, sometimes I'm nice.
No. Yeah, sometimes I'm nice. That was one of those times.
But I don't know if that was nice. I think it was genuine.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I'm genuine.
The best lines are genuine. The best lines are genuine, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you don't even realize they're sounding that good.
You get it, like, once a year.
You're getting better, though. You're getting much better.
Am I?
Well, yeah, we were having a conversation earlier on, and I think it's an important conversation because I have it just... twice a week on the morning show, is that we've got to start telling people how
we
feel.
I was like, what are you talking about?
You don't remember that conversation?
I do now.
Yeah. We have got to start telling people that we care. We are so easy.
Before they're gone.
Yes, we are so easy. But don't wait till they're sick either.
Ugh.
Just tell them.
Yeah.
What does it hurt? You know, let's say they don't feel the same way. Let's say that they're just not open to giving back feelings. Let's say they don't say anything back to you. Fine.
I did that once.
What's that?
I told someone how I felt.
And what did they say?
Then we weren't friends for a long time.
Well, why was that?
I don't know.
Was it a bad thing you said?
No. It wasn't bad.
Oh, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And that killed the friendship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're cool now. We're not as close as we used to be. By any means. So.
So something good made the friendship bad.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah.
What do you chalk that up to?
I don't think they felt the same way.
Oh, it was one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think I would care.
Well, I didn't. You know. It's okay.
It weirded him out?
Yeah, which was so weird because I guess my thing with that whole situation was we were, like, best friends. Like, we used to skip school together all the time. I would pretend, like, I was his mom and write notes so he could leave school with me. His mom was German, so she didn't speak English very well. So when they would call her, she would just say yes because she didn't really know how to say anything else. So it was great because I could write a note and pretend that I was his mom, and we would leave school and we'd hang out. And he joined the army, and then when he came back from Afghanistan, instead of having like his whole family there, he paid for me to come down and stay like for a whole week. And then, like, after that, I was just like, we've never seen each other again.
Well, that's a sad situation.
I mean, he's married now, but, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I think this is why, in general, I have remained emotion-free all my life. I've never really had something to tell somebody. You know, sometimes I find myself doing, though, and I feel bad about this, and I really shouldn't do it, but sometimes I will tell people things that in my mind I, like, can replay and say, I probably didn't mean that. But at the time, it felt like I meant it. But in later on, I don't. Like, I can sit there and think, I didn't mean that. I shouldn't have said that.
But I hate when that happens.
But you can't call them back and say,
just kidding.
That was just an accident.
You just gotta pretend like you don't remember saying it.
I just don't bring it up again.
You'd be like, I said that? Are you sure?
Well, I take all kinds of heat all the time for saying that I can write people off. Now, I still don't know why that's a bad thing. That is still a mystery to me. Glenn and I have had that conversation over and over and over, and I don't know why that's an awful thing, but I do have a thing in my brain where I can turn people off. No matter how close I am to them, if something happens to where I just all of a sudden have a problem with them, I don't go and confront them, but I can turn them off. I can avoid them. I cannot talk to them. I can totally move on.
I just quit caring about that.
Well, that's good. I don't think that's true, but I think that's good.
I mean, I know that you're never going to cut me off or ignore me, so it's fine. I don't care what you do with other people. We had this discussion earlier.
Well, kinda. I mean, I am not a fatalist. But there are two sides.
Look, I got a piece of pizza and a Coke. I can throw it at you.
No, all I'm saying is, the truth of the matter is, but this is with anybody, no matter how good it is or how bad it is, I can be totally optimistic.
Sass.
Listen.
Look.
I can be totally optimistic. I can be optimistic like crazy. I can say, it's going to turn out great. Like, if something bad is happening to you, I can say, it's going to be great.
Oh,
it's
going to be fun. That drives me insane.
I can do that. That is me as an optimistic person.
Yes.
But I'm also somebody, I guess I'm a realist in that no matter how good the friendship or the relationship, if there's like a big pothole, I always can say that, I don't think that'll happen, but it could.
I just want everyone to know your new nickname.
Well, you've said it.
Yeah, but I don't know that they know what I'm saying. I'm saying Sass. That's your nickname.
Yes, I understand. I think they might have caught on to that.
Oh, no,
they know what my name is.
Yeah, but they don't know. I mean, I know what your name is. Your full name.
They don't?
Your nickname is Sass. I don't know if they know your full name.
No, but they know you're not calling me by my name.
No.
So Sass. I think they assume that it's a nickname.
Yep. Well, I just wanted to point it out.
Well, this is an interesting thing. Do you think now, because we are closer, you qualify us as being closer, do you think that if I left now, that it would be worse?
If you left now, I would come to your house and find you.
But see, you said that before.
Yeah, but we weren't that close before.
We weren't that close. Well, it was interesting. It would be interesting. I wouldn't do it on purpose. But, you know, I don't know. It would be harder now. We're just, we're better at this.
I would come to your house with a bullhorn or a blowhorn. What are those called?
Not a blowhorn.
A bullhorn?
Bullhorn.
Okay, that's what I said at first.
Blowhorn.
And I would say your full name, first, middle, and last, outside of your house, and tell you to vacate the property immediately. And then you would come out. Though I might have to have someone else say it, because you would know my voice.
Yeah, I don't think I would come out.
I would just sit there and ring your doorbell over and over and over and over until you came out.
See, but that's a tough moment. Have you ever had that with somebody, though, where you go and you know, they're not talking to you? So you confront them as much as you can, which is basically going to their house when they don't realize you're coming. And then when they finally do open the door and the realization is there they are, the person who's not been talking to you, what do you say to them?
I'm going to be like, get in the car. We're going on a trip.
That's right. I don't know. I've never had that moment, but I know a lot of people who have.
Yeah.
You know,
I have people knock on my door every single day, and I'm really getting tired of it.
But they're not coming to, like...
No, they're looking for the neighbor kid.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about... I remember one Thanksgiving. It was a Thanksgiving night. I had a friend who was just... I think he was in love with the girl at the time. I mean, the postscript of it, they're not together now. But I think he was in love with her. And she got angry with him on Thanksgiving.
I hate it when that happens.
And she went to her house to sleep and would not talk to him. And told him it was over and blah, blah, blah. And so, and he went in November in Ohio, cold Thanksgiving night, like midnight.
Okay, look, you're going to have to ignore me in the summer. I'm not doing the cold.
I just went and stood on her doorstep and banged on the door until she answered. And she did. She did answer it. Now, at the, and they did patch things up that night, I think. But it eventually all fell apart. But, you know, I always thought, that's gutsy.
I guess if you want to ignore me and, like, really get rid of me, it's going to have to be in the winter because I don't do cold.
I could do that. That's the holiday time. That's a good time to dump somebody off. Don't have to do the gifts.
I know.
Don't have to do anything important. It's a good time.
That's rude.
Isn't it? You burped so hard my earphone fell out. Now, I don't know if it was because of the sound coming through the earphone or because the wind came across the room. But one way or another, you burped and knocked my earphone out.
Oh, that was super loud. I tried to back away, too.
You're a burper.
I am.
I've noticed that about you.
I get it from my mom. My mom used to win burping contests at school against, like, all the boys.
You're a good burper.
Oh.
It's, you know, it's an interesting life when you, these are interesting conversations to have because I think everybody's so tired of the news. So it's nice to talk about things that are not newsy. And I think it's an interesting thing how people behave. Human behavior is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I always tell people if I had an elective, I always took sociology, I always took philosophy, I always took psychology.
Good.
It was interesting.
I'm majoring in psychology.
It was interesting. And Marge, who was with us, she was my psychology professor in college. So Marge,
nice.
Marge was a psychologist. Yeah, so it was great. I mean, it was always fun to talk about that stuff because the human mind will boggle you as
Don't
time
get
goes
on.
On
your nerves?
Huh?
Do I get on your nerves?
Like in general?
Yeah.
Why would you ask me that on live radio?
I want the truth.
You know, I'm kind of a low nerve person. I don't get angry.
I didn't ask if you were angry with me. I asked if I
So what are you asking?
Nerves.
I mean, because most people, like, if you got on my nerves...
Do I annoy you?
Annoy. Like, in general?
Yes.
Like, what behaviors do you think... Because you obviously have to be thinking, something's annoying me. So what behaviors do you think annoy me?
Do I annoy you when every day you're like, how are you? And I'm like, this, and this is wrong.
I just know, now it's a routine. I know what's coming. But I also know your personality well enough. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. You know, I know what you'll order for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you like. You
or
know?
Or do I annoy you that when you first ask me, I'm like, I'm great, or I'm tired. That's usually what I say. I'm tired.
Well, I think by now, though, I know
what the answer's going to be.
Well, I know what drives all that stuff. This comes back to psychology and sociology. I know what's driving all those things. So before, it was more of like trying to have a mystery. I had to peel away to try to find out what was going on. Now I know what's driving it all. So
yeah.
It doesn't... No, it doesn't annoy me now.
Oh, that's good.
No, because I know it's coming.
I'm predictable.
Predictable. And no, you don't annoy me in general, but I also think it's because the better friends you become, you just get used to people.
Yeah.
You know, we have a good friendship. So there's no surprises left. I mean, I don't even know what you could do to surprise me at this point.
I brought you bacon. Oh, I brought you bacon the other day.
You did. Well, that was surprising. But you know what? You know what's interesting? To go back to the psychology of this whole thing. When we first met, like, you were a trier. Like, I remember in the beginning, you brought me donuts.
I've tried it all now.
You brought me lasagna.
Yeah.
You brought me, you would do things like that. And I never understood. I don't know why you were doing it. And now I think even more, I wonder why that was, because you don't do it so much now. Well, you do. So maybe it's just a character trait.
I'm just a nice person.
Okay. See, when other people do that, though, I don't know if they're being nice.
Well, I'm being nice. I don't know about other people, but I'm being nice.
Yeah, but I also think, in the beginning, because you're not immediate, nobody's immediately friends when you don't know each other from Adam.
I don't know. Our first time meeting was pretty good.
It was. It was very odd. Mm-hmm. Usually, those first meetings are very awkward.
Do you remember when I texted you, like, after the first time that we met? Do you remember what I messaged you? What uh-huh. happened?
I do.
What did I say?
You got a ticket.
Yeah.
Yep. You ran a light.
I did.
Yep. I remember that.
I was like, I just got a ticket. And every single person that I told was like, how fast were you going?
Oh. You know what I remember about that night? I will say this. The one thing I remember about the first night we met, because for people who don't know, I don't know if we ever talked about this, the first night I met you, it was weird. When you think about it, now that I think about it in the recess of my mind, like replaying it, it was strange because we did not have family members who knew each other. We really did not have friends in common.
Yeah.
We really didn't. I mean, who did we don't have anybody in common now.
No.
So we didn't go to any schools together. We're not the same age. Mm-mm. We're not the same gender. So it was weird to that degree that we decided to meet. I don't remember why we decided to meet.
I don't know.
But I don't remember. I really don't. But I do know.
I had plans that night.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about it was, yeah, you had plans, but yet we didn't meet in public, which was odd because normally that's where you would meet. We didn't meet in public.
This has like dangerous written all over
it. That's what I'm saying. When I look back on it, I think, wow, this was really not the brightest thing to do. But we did not meet in public. And there was nobody else around. It was just you and me.
Yeah.
So I think back on that now. But what I will say about it, in all the oddness, another thing that was odd, we hit it off immediately.
Oh, yeah.
There was like no awkwardness.
Yeah.
It was right to, I remember you laughed a lot. That's what I remember about that first meeting.
It's like
now. Kind of. And you're not a laugher is what I've learned over time. First time I met you, I thought she just must be one of those giggly people.
Oh, no.
No, I'm and not. You, but still to this day, you laugh a lot when I'm around.
And it is funny though, because I can sit there, like if someone will say something, and I mean, it could even be funny, and I'll just look at them like they're dumb.
Well, it was funny, like tonight when we were driving over here, I knew you were not in a really good mood, and it was clear you were not in a really good mood.
What, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like when you first came.
Oh, the past 2 days, I've just been a little...
Right, but as soon as you got in the car, I just started with the material,
mm-hmm.
and you were laughing by the time we got to the end of the road.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
I don't know if we have... Do we have enough time this hour to talk about my day yesterday?
We can get into that.
Or should we wait till next?
Well, do you want to tell people... You got annoyed with me, though, tonight at Walmart. Now tell this story, because I don't even understand why you're... I intentionally did not bring it up.
Okay. It wasn't even that I got annoyed with you.
You said something to me. Like I'm some kind of child.
Well, first of all, I'm looking for shirts, and so I'm walking, and this guy stops. Hi. And I'm like, what in the world? Why?
Oh, wait a second, he didn't say hi to you.
No, he said hi to you.
Yeah.
And
what did I do?
You, like... Wave, or you said hi, but it was like kind of like really low, like a mumble, and like you kind of looked weird, like I don't know who this is.
Well, that's what I do, because it does happen with the yeah. radio, and I've just learned if you keep your eyes straight ahead, you can keep moving.
And then some girl walked into Walmart and you waved at her.
That is wrong. That is absolutely wrong.
I did not see her wave at you.
She waved.
Okay.
Okay, and I was just waving back.
Okay. Well, she waved at you, and I have a feeling I know who it is, but I'm not going to say who, because...
You already guessed wrong.
Well, I've guessed two people, and the one you haven't denied.
The one you should have known was wrong, but you wanted to stay attached to that.
Yeah, but I forgot what color hair that girl had.
Okay, so anyway, that happens. So now, this is all, by the way, this all happens within the course of like 5 minutes.
Some blonde chick wanted to say hi to you and waved, and you waved back. And then, so like, the first guy, we're walking to the checkout, and I can still see him at the checkout. The second girl, we're in line to checkout, and then we get to the self-checkout, and you're standing there talking to the person that works there.
Cashier.
Yes, named Brandon. Yeah. I remember.
So I'm talking to him.
Yeah, and you were like, a whole conversation about the masks that are going to be mandated. Right. And it made me laugh because I'm sitting there trying to pay for my stuff. And you're like, he said, I have the day off that day. And you said, oh, so do you have 2 days off or just one? And he said, just one. And you said, oh, so you'll get to clean up the blood the next day. And I just looked at you.
Oh, man.
I just looked at you like, why?
I got the side eye.
I looked at you like, why? Why? Just shut up. And then we're walking out, and I said, I can't take you anywhere.
That's right. So, okay, now people have heard the situation. So what is the problem?
Why? Why do you feel the need to talk to every single person?
I don't. Ugh. Like the first guy, I didn't want to talk to him because we were trying to leave the store.
Yes.
The second girl, I was too far away to talk.
Right.
So I just waved. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't doing anything.
But you act like you don't know her. I know you know her.
No, I don't know her. She waved at me. I waved back.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it was you, please call in and let us know.
Yeah, let us know who you were. So then, but while you're doing, I wasn't checking anything out. I didn't have anything to do.
No, you were talking to Brandon like you were besties.
Wasn't it fun?
I'm your bestie.
Wasn't it nice?
You're not supposed to talk to other people like they're your bestie. I'm your bestie.
Am I friendly or what?
No.
Oh, you know what? Since you're here, since this whole bestie thing started with you 6 months ago, define bestie. Because people don't know what this... It's essentially best friend.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is it?
Okay, so, like, bestie as in, like, I tell you things, you tell me things, we hang out, you know. We know each other's secrets. We're best friends, besties.
Yeah, but I told you a long time ago, I don't want this title if there's other besties. Because yes, I don't like when somebody says I have, like, 18 best friends. I'm thinking, well, I don't want... Who wants that?
I have one for each town. I'm just kidding.
So I'm talking about bestie here.
Yes.
So I'm number one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that what you tell them all?
No. Nobody else asks.
So there's really no race to win here.
Nobody cares except you.
Do I care?
Well, obviously, you don't want
to
be.
No, I don't care about being the bestie. I care that there are other people if you're going to make me the bestie.
I understand. Nobody else cares.
Well, if other people aren't the bestie, how would they care?
Right. That's why they don't care.
Right.
It's just you.
Because they're not it.
Yep.
Maybe they are.
No.
You say that like maybe there are others.
No. Never.
And I've known you the least amount of time.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What makes the bestie?
You're the only person that will put up with me for a long time.
There you go. And the real truth comes out. And now you've heard the rest of the story.
Oh, man.
But that's not true, though, because you always talk about, you've said this on air, about, you know, people you can't shake loose and people who've tried to contact you and all this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So why have we been able to forge a bestieship in under a year?
Because all of my free time I spend with you.
That's not like a force play. I'm saying why.
Why do I spend it with you?
Yeah, why do you choose me when there are... I mean, you have other people. There are choices on the table.
Yeah, I don't know. You're fun.
I am fun.
Yeah.
I talk to people in stores like that.
Oh, I know. And you pretend that I'm stealing things, and you're mean to me. It's like a whole thing.
Go ahead and tell the truth. I am fun.
You are.
To be around with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a good time in public.
I said you were fun.
But you get angry with me, though. I mean, you think I'm rude to people in lines.
No, you're rude to me. You're rude to me. Not people. Me. You tell cashiers that I'm stealing things.
Oh, that's fun, though. Because they start to look at you, they give you the side eye.
You touch my face and act like there's a whole Picasso of makeup on. I don't even have makeup on today.
I don't think I touched your face today.
No.
No. I've done that, though, yes.
Oh. Yes.
In public, it's fun.
No. You pick up the big red telephone at Meijer and call people.
Here's my philosophy in life. Wherever you are, you've got to have fun. Period.
And picking on me is fun.
When it's slow, yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
I think it's because I get so frustrated so easily. Like, I have a quick temper.
Well, you know what it was? One of the first times after that initial meeting, we went out. I don't know why, but
Where did we go?
To stores.
Oh.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, you. I bet you remember.
No, it was the radio.
What's the first store we went to?
Kohl's.
You remember. So, the first time we went out, we went to, like, several stores.
Yeah.
And I don't remember why we did that, but we did.
We went to Kohl's and Hobby Lobby and Meijer.
So you remember it.
Yeah.
So we did this, and somewhere during that, you did something. Because I didn't make fun of you at Kohl's.
No.
But it was at Hobby Lobby.
Yes.
You did something that made me feel like I could jump in here and really get some good material.
What did I do?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But I remember that, and I remember then it was just...
It was just all like hands one after on another. Yeah.
All hands on deck.
I was like, oh man, I'm being targeted. It was like when you're playing Battleship and you hit someone's ship once and you just keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it.
But I can, but I can hit you pretty good. You know, you're a good target
you
for me.
You punched me that day.
Did I punch you?
Yeah, in my arm.
Not hard. Like I beat you up or something.
I had a bruise.
You know, you hit me on Christmas Eve with some wrapping paper. Pretty good. I didn't expect it.
Oh, that was funny.
But no, you do think I'm rude, though, too.
That would have been child abuse if I was a child.
Yeah. You do think I'm rude, though, to people in restaurants.
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
But I'm not, I don't see that as rude.
Okay. You make comments that they can clearly hear that are not very nice.
Don't give me the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville, but give me another example of when I've ever done this.
The aquarium in Nashville.
What did I do in the aquarium?
You were talking about her and she walked up behind you. I don't even remember what you said.
But
it was
bad.
Rude. Yes, it was rude. I probably have it in a message somewhere.
I like that girl, to be honest. I remember that.
She was nice.
Yeah.
That cake was so good.
You know, we had the best time at that. That was like the after party to the Grand Ole Opry.
We should open up one of those restaurants here.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was a very cool place. And you ate a ton that night. I remember that.
And I drank.
You ate and drank quite a bit that night.
Yeah. Good night. I only drank one drink, but yeah.
It was a big drink. And it had a lot of alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Because I took a sip of it.
Yeah.
It was highly alcohol.
It was so good, though.
Yeah. I remember when we got back to the hotel, you were a little...
I don't remember. What are you talking about?
You don't remember going back to the hotel?
No, I do, but I don't... I wasn't anywhere near drunk.
You weren't drunk, but you were definitely relaxed.
Oh.
Because I remember in the car, it was hard to get you to even get the GPS going right.
Oh. Yeah, because, like... I'm so uptight. All the time. It's terrible.
And I remember that drink really relaxed you.
Mm-hmm.
Your personality got completely different.
Oh, yeah.
So what was wrong with that?
I'm a fun drunk.
What was wrong with saying that?
Nothing.
God, you act like a...
No.
Said something horrible.
I'm a fun drunk.
What are you saying? That's what you said to me.
Do you think I'm a fun drunk?
I don't... Were you drunk?
No. But do you think I'm fun, like, when I'm drinking?
The times I've been around you when you've drank...
Am I fun?
That was probably the biggest difference I ever saw in you when you drank.
Yes. Was I fun?
That night? I don't know. It was kind of late.
Oh, it puts me to sleep.
Yeah, I think you went to sleep. So I wouldn't say that's a fun experience. But it was...
But I mean, like, I was, like, lighter. Like, my... Like, I wasn't so uptight.
To be honest with you, I don't remember that night. No, I remember the things we. It was such a long day. I remember doing the Grand Ole Opry.
It was like all the fun stuff that day.
It was a great day.
Oh yeah.
I remember everything up until that point, but I don't remember. I remember we got back to the hotel, and I remember you were definitely relaxed. But that's really all I remember because we were leaving the next morning, and I don't remember anything else that went on.
I feel like giving advice. I think people should call in next hour. And
what did you
got
to give advice on?
I mean, anything.
Well, what are you? What's your field of expertise?
I mean, kids.
Really?
Yeah. I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes, but. I mean, there's a
this
lot
hours
of,
went by fast.
No, I mean, like, just advice on anything. Like, what's I just want to give my opinion.
What's your day yesterday? Remember that for next hour.
Yeah, I will. I can't forget it. Oh, it was rough. Why does your calendar say June still? We're, like, mid-July.
Talk, don't change it. Let's see what the picture is for July.
Oh, I hope it's pretty. Oh, that is pretty. Is that, like, Florida or something? Where is that?
I don't know.
Or Africa?
Yes, it's Africa.
Is it? For real?
It could be that this thing is torn. Maybe that's why.
Oh, probably. You're going to have to make a new hole.
There we go.
What does it say where it's from?
It's Julio.
Julio? What is that?
July.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, where does the picture take place?
It doesn't say.
Oh. It's very pretty.
It's a sunset.
Yeah. Over, like, a mountainy, like... I don't know, there was like a mountain in the background and like grasslands and...
Grasslands. That's what that is, grasslands?
Grasslands. And like water and like
I remember
trees.
When I was young, I used to go out in the grasslands and lay around, eat mayonnaise sandwiches. In the grasslands. Oh boy, folks, with the Pinot Grigio, you didn't hear that wrong because of the alcohol. She did say grasslands. Not grasslands. Grasslands. Rasslin' grasslands. That's exactly what we're talking about here tonight.
Oh, man.
We're going to break in 30 seconds, but remember, we're going to come back, talk about Bales Thursday, which was an interesting day, to say the least. And a lot of other stuff like this, because this hour went fast, so if we can continue these conversations, we'll have a good night.
Yeah.
Show is good so far. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It is Friday Night Live, and we are going... You realize this isn't television. We're going to be back after this very short but important timeout. Come back with us in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.